Giants take Evan Engram out of Ole Miss, and we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. Coach, congratulations on the pick. What is it about this young man that you like so much?
Well, you know, to start off, he's a great young man. We like the profile. He's a guy who's a hard worker. He's a special teams contributor. He's a smart guy. The game's important to him. We do like his speed. You hear a lot about his speed and his hand size and his physical traits, but he's a good young man off the field, and he's going to fit into our locker room well, and he's going to make us better in a lot of areas.
Coach, you had a lot of quality players starting to just drop down within grasp. What about the program that this young man played in that made you feel this is the best tight end for us?
Oh, we just look at it at a case-by-case basis and grade each player the way we see them on tape and then get a chance to know them off the field as well as we can get to know them off the field. And you can just see, you know, when you turn the tape on, you can see his speed show up. And, you know, he really fits us that way. We want a guy that can win down the middle of the field. It really changes things for the defense. He's a matchup problem for defenses, for defensive coordinators. You know, you got to cover him with a corner, a safety, or a linebacker. And he may attract doubles as well. But again, we got to walk before we run, and we got to get him in here, and he's got to contribute on special teams for us, be a good team guy, be a New York Giant, and he'll grow in the offense as we go.
Well, obviously, there was a lot of talent still at that, and there was a lot of options and players that people thought would have been there earlier. Was there a lot of discussion, or was this the guy going in? If he was available at this point, he was our best guy?
I think you just look at the board and the way things develop, and you take it one pick at a time, and you know, he just happened to be the best guy on the board, the top of our board at that point. And, you know, we like the player that we got there.
Coach, talk about sort of the change in the DNA of your offense just in this offseason now, and the fact that for people who have never met Brandon Marshall, I think they would be surprised if they met him in person, how big he is. And now Engram brings another dimension, whereas last year, it felt like a lot of the guys were kind of the same size. And now you've sort of varied up the size of the skill position guys. How much will that help you offensively?
Yeah, I think the catching radius of the players that we added, that's going to help the quarterback. You know, anytime you get a chance to throw to guys with some length, you know, Brandon Marshall, he's a big man. He looks like a tight end walking through the door. And, you know, he can cover some ground, too, with his feet. But he has a big catch radius. Now adding Evan to the mix, he has a big catch radius. He's over 6'3". He's the second fastest, I believe, receiving option in the draft other than Ross. So he's a guy that can move down the middle of the field. He has long arms. He has, you know, 10-plus hands. And, you know, he's going to help Eli that way.
Coach, obviously, you know, tight end fans still think of his guy, Bavaro. Most of these guys that come in now, they're more receiver than they are in-line blocker. But the talk coming out of the Senior Bowl was a guy like Engram was a willing participant, someone that was willing to get in there and mix it up a little bit. Is that something that, when you see that, excites you?
Well, he's a guy that that works at football. You know, he comes out of a similar offense as some of these other guys that come out the spread where he's a second puller and a seal player and those types of things, and he does what's asked of him. And you can't downgrade a player for doing what's asked of him. He's a guy that's going to work at his game, and we're going to ask him to work at some things he hasn't done a lot of to get better at so we can create the type of matchups we want. And, you know, he'll improve at them.
Coach, we appreciate a couple of minutes. I know it's a very busy weekend. This is just the start of it, but congratulations on the pick.
All right, thank you.